This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 7, written by Kurt Sellis. Anointing Spirit. From 1 Samuel 16, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. When people were anointed and filled with the Spirit in the Old Testament, it was usually for a specific time and purpose. For example, when the Spirit came on Saul, who was anointed the first king of Israel before David, Saul joined with some prophets in speaking God's word. This sign reassured Saul and all Israel that God had chosen him as their first king. Later, however, Saul spurned God's word, so the Holy Spirit left him. Now, after God had chosen David and Samuel had anointed him, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on David from that day on. David remained anointed to the end of his life, and though he wasn't perfect, God promised that his throne would be established forever. Why didn't the Spirit leave David? Because God had graciously chosen to anoint David permanently and to provide the Savior of the world, Jesus, through David's family line. This was a major step in fulfilling God's promise to anoint or fill all of his children, female and male, young and old alike. So when, by God's grace, we come to believe in Jesus, we too are anointed permanently with the Holy Spirit. As you ponder the Spirit's work in your life today, remember the promise that God will never leave you or forsake you. Will you pray with me? God, you have anointed us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to trust you and to serve you in your world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.